All right, welcome back into the Chase and Big Joe show. I could see our next guest doing this at Conrad's in Murfreesboro back in the 80s. Before we bring in Chip Walters real quick, shout out to the gang at Six Pack Coverage and Andrew Grayson listening on the show today. Love you guys. Love your content. Should follow them on Instagram. They do a great job. Six Pack Coverage. Andrew, thank you for reaching out, my man. Let's bring in Chip Walters. Chip, good morning to you. Before, let's talk about what happened 9 years ago today. Let's talk about what we need tonight, because the Blue Raiders are in the postseason taking on Chattanooga in the NIT.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Joe. And while you were probably a Conrad's guy, I was a Daddy Rabbit's guy and back in the day. And matter of fact, I used to spin a few tunes there as a DJ at Daddy Rabbit's. But between Daddy Rabbit's and Faces, that was a lot of my time back in the early 80s. As a
good.
Student. But, yeah, and, you know, you talked about what happened 9 years ago. I'm so fortunate that, number one, I was able to broadcast the Michigan State game 9 years ago, but I was a student and was at the Kentucky win in 1982. But we'll get to that in a minute. Talk about tonight. Middle and Chattanooga, you got both teams got knocked out of their conference tournament in the semifinals. Chattanooga's 24-9. They're really good. They had a 12-game winning streak at one point during the season that included eight straight on the road. They've rolled. They're similar to Liberty in their style of play. But it's a 7 o'clock tip off. That's the big thing we need to know. The other thing is tickets. GoBlueRaiders.com/tickets. Go right there. Easy link to get to. GoBlueRaiders.com/tickets. You'll scroll down and you'll see the NIT logo. I checked it out yesterday. $25 for adults. The NIT sets those ticket prices. And for 17 and under, they're $15. And they're all general admission, which means the earlier you get to the arena, the better your seats are. It's not, if you had season tickets, you're in a certain section, you don't necessarily have those for tonight. It is all general admission. And I think back on a couple of recent NIT home games that Middle had, one against Vermont and one against Minnesota, where it was a GA admission like this, and the atmospheres were absolutely fantastic. And when you look at Middle's history in the NIT, especially at home, it's been something special, going all the way back to 1988 when they beat Tennessee and Georgia in back-to-back games at home. And, it's just been a lot of fun. This is Middle's fifth trip to the NIT, and it's been a tournament that's made some great memories for Blue Raider fans.
We're talking to Chip Walters on the Chase and Big Joe Show live from the Omni Nashville Hotel in downtown Nashville. So you talk about this game. You know, it's tough to get in the tournament. We know this every single year. But the second chance now for teams like Middle and Chattanooga and FAU that's in it, this is fun, right? I mean, this is supposed to be fun tonight, right?
Well, I heard this morning on a show, Richie McKay was talking, the coach at Liberty, he was talking about what it's like being in a mid-major trying to get into the NCAA tournament. You know, when this SEC 14-team thing is crazy with a bunch of teams under 500 going and all that. He goes, as a mid-major coach, he goes, it's like trying to thread a needle in the dark. and because most mid-major leagues have become our one-bid leagues, and that's what happened here. And then, so, you mean, make the most of your opportunities that you get in the postseason, and the NIT is one of those where you have a chance to make a run. If Middle wins tonight, they're going to play either Dayton or FAU, and depending on who wins that game, Middle could be hosting again on Sunday. There's a lot of excitement that goes along with it. We've seen it before, and the crowd it really makes a huge difference in getting the juice flowing in the arena. Coach McDevitt had a practice on Sunday afternoon before they knew they were in and knew they were going to host. They didn't know the opponent, but So they had a practice Sunday afternoon for about an hour, got them in the arena, and just kind of went through running all of their stuff, you know, out of bounds plays, you know, sets, all that kind of stuff, just to make sure they're dialed in on their own stuff. And I went by there just to kind of make sure, and just to kind of look at body language, things like that. And there was a lot of smiles. You know, they were bouncing around pretty good, and they made the practice competitive. So it's one of those things when you get to this point, you want to have a team that wants to continue playing, and this team really wants to continue playing. Doesn't mean it doesn't guarantee you any wins or anything tonight.
Right.
But it sure puts you in a good mindset, and to go out and for the coaches gives you confidence that you're going to have a team that's going to be ready to go tonight. And this team has been that way all year long. You know, it hasn't been perfect, but this has been a mature team that has soaked in scouts. They have not panicked. They have continued to, you know, they made a great run at the end against Jacksonville State, just came up 2 points short. So, you know, tonight it's a fresh start again for everybody. And for Midland Chattanooga, I think both teams, you know, feel like there's meat on the bone out there for them. And it starts tonight with a good local matchup.
Oh, I totally agree. Talking to Chip Walters, it's, you know, it's not every year that you get a postseason basketball tournament on your campus. All right, Chip, 9 years ago today, Middle knocks off Michigan State. And I was looking at this. Bracket-wise, this was the greatest upset ever because so many people had picked Michigan State to win the national title bracket-wise, and Middle knocked them off. When did you realize in that game, Chip, where Middle was going to win? For me, They couldn't stop making three-pointers. I'm like, they're going to win this game. But for you, you called the game. When did you realize Middle was going to win that game?
Well, you know, they got off to a great start. They were up 15-0 in the game, or 15-2, and Izzo, Coach Tom Izzo had to call a timeout. But you knew that they were going to make runs, and they had such, you know, they're so well coached and had such good players that, you know, you don't take anything for granted against a team like that. And you get, you know, for me, it got deeper into the second half. And there was the thing that really cemented it for me is Middle got the block. I don't know if it was on a turnover or on a rebound, but it started with Giddy Potts, and he threw it down to Darnell, who then threw it to Reggie for a dunk that was kind of the coup de grace.
Yeah,
because Michigan State had made a run, but the ball never touched the floor, except one time Darnell bounced it, and then shot a pass to Reggie, who was streaking to the goal. But you know that was the moment then that you know you knew, okay, they can't catch us now. And I thought the key to that whole second half that year was that while Michigan State made run after run, Middle never let them get the lead. And so they kept that Middle edge of having the lead against that ball club. And you're right, at the time it was the biggest seeding upset of all time. Since then, Maryland, Baltimore County, and Fairleigh Dickinson have come up and been 16 and over ones. And have taken that title, but at the time it was something else. And you know the other thing that added to that, Joe, was that it was a Friday afternoon, and it was the CBS national game. So everybody in the country was seeing what was happening, and you know I can't tell you it's I got more text messages that day than I've ever gotten in my life. What it did, I think Andrew Ottman has some numbers on, you know, how much media exposure, what the value of that was.
Yes.
For MTA, for the university at the time. It was just the synergy of all of that was crazy. I remember walking back from the arena to the hotel, and you know, had a Middle polo on or whatever, and just people, you know, shaking their, you know, pumping their fists when they'd see anybody wearing Middle gear and you know, pumping everybody up. It was a magical afternoon in St. Louis, and you know, it's a day that I'll never forget. And you know, it's you want to see that happen again, and it will. But right now you take what's in front of you and try to make a great run here, like Middle did in 1988, beating Tennessee and Georgia at home, and coming up one game short of going to New York at the time,
right,
against Dana Barros and Boston College. That was an unbelievable run that they put together there. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight, and I think you've got two teams that are both extremely well coached, and that both will play the game the right way and get after each other in a great way. Both are really skilled. Chattanooga is a top 60 offensive team in the country. They're not as great defensively as they are on offense, but they share the ball well. They average about 17 assists per game, which Middle's got to be really ready, especially with their help side defense, to be ready to go tonight. But 7 o'clock, doors will open, and it is a free-for-all to get the best seats in the house.
Love it, Chip. We'll hear you on 93.3, 95.1 down in Murfreesboro tonight. Let's do this so we can have you back on later in the week, man. Always appreciate you. As I tell everybody, you are the best voice in college athletics, and I know that for a fact. Appreciate you, man. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, man. GoBlueRaiders.com/tickets. Get them right now.
There you go. Chip Walters on the call tonight on 93.3 for the Blue Raiders taking on Chattanooga. All right, we'll take a quick break before we do. Let me tell you about a special event happening at the Omni at Bar Lines. If you've never been to Bar Lines at the Omni National Hotel, I think it's the perfect spot downtown. It's out. They open the doors. It's beautiful right there on John Lewis Way. It's so great. Tomorrow night, you will have a songwriter night called If This Bar Could Talk, If I Could Talk, If This Bar Could Talk, songs and stories from Bar Lines, featuring some of the best songwriters in Nashville, Jamie Adamson, Colton Armstrong, Mary Lynn Bates, Dave Kane. It is free tomorrow night at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Come down. Be a part of that. It's so much fun. By the way, the Omni is the best-smelling hotel in America. I'm telling you right now, the best-smelling hotel in America. Come down, hang out with us. We'll see you tomorrow night, Bar Lines, If This Bar Could Talk. We'll take a break. Come back next. It is America's favorite segment, Celebrity Birthdays. And what day is it? That's next here, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.